week, shall we? Sure, let's.
I'm Jesse Lent with the WBAI Resistance Calendar. The Queer Detainee Empowerment Project is a community organizing group that works with lesbian, gay, bisexual, queer, two-spirit, trans, intersex, gender nonconforming, and HIV-positive immigrant prisoners and their families currently in detention centers, those that have been recently released from detention centers, and those at risk of entering immigration detention in the tri-state area. Black and Pink is an open family of LGBTQ prisoners and quote-unquote free world allies who support each other and the dream of the abolition of the prison industrial complex. On Saturday, February 18th at 2 p.m., the two organizations will continue their monthly campaign at the volunteer-run bookstore Blue Stockings, sending letters to those currently serving time in prison. Blue Stockings is located at 172 Allen Street between Stanton and Rivington Streets in Manhattan. Find out more at bluestockings.com/events/calendar or by calling 212-777-6028. On Thursday, March 6th at 6 p.m. in the event oval at the Diana Center at 3009 Broadway on the corner of 119th Street in Manhattan, the Barnard Center for Research on Women, Barnard College Archives, and the Class of 1971 will host a conversation commemorating the 50th anniversary of the historic 1968 protests at Barnard and Columbia. Speakers will reflect on the role of Barnard students in these transformative events and the history of campus activism that converged in 1968 and continues into the present. Entitled 1968 and Its Afterlives, reflecting on campus activism past, present, and future, the evening will feature a curated conversation between alumni and current student activists reflecting on their experiences in the protest movement over the past 5 decades. You can get more information about this free event by calling 212-854-2067 or by emailing bcrw@barnard.edu. Wednesday, March 7th, and every first Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m., the NYC Democratic Socialists of America will hold an anti-war working group meeting at the Catholic Worker Mary House at 55 East 3rd Street between 1st and 2nd Avenues in Manhattan. According to the New York City Democratic Socialist website, the group is comprised of over 3,000 members and activists who are working together to build a democratic socialist organization in the 5 boroughs. You can learn more by going to socialist.nyc, or you can reach the Catholic Worker Mary House by calling 212-777-9617. And on Thursday, March 8th at 4 p.m., the International Women's Strike NYC, a coalition representing dozens of grassroots groups and labor organizations, will hold a rally in Manhattan's Washington Square Park in support of labor campaigns, migrants' rights, and sanctuary campus campaigns. At 5:30 p.m., the demonstrators will march to Zuccotti Park, stopping for performances in front of the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory site, the Varick Street Immigration Detention Center, the Stonewall Inn, City Hall, the African Burial Ground and former slave market, and a financial institution funding the Dakota Access Pipeline. You can get more information by emailing internationalwomenstrikenyc@gmail.com or by going to facebook.com/IWD March 8, 2014. That's the WBAI Resistance Calendar for the week ending Saturday, February 17th. I'm Jesse Lent.
Hi, this is Jake Sufnarowski, former talent buyer at Wetlands Preserve. When I'm not driving my gas guzzling SUV, texting my friends in my handheld mobile device, or listening to my local Clear Channel affiliate, I'm definitely tuned to WBAI, listener-supported non-commercial radio in New York City, 99.5 FM.
City, it's the Gary Null Show. And now, your host, Gary Null.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null. Today,
we have a
brand new premium never before offered, and only and exclusively for WBAI. And I'm very happy to be able to share this, because this is pre-going into any bookstores. It's not going to go into bookstores for at least 3 months, and there's nowhere to order it. You can't call my office. You can't go to Amazon and get it. It's only through BAI. And it's for all you people who really want something in-depth, where you want real context, where you want to learn as much as humanly possible about one topic, and that is how to live a longer life, how to reverse disease, how to prevent disease, and how to save the planet all at the same time. The new book, which is a monster book, it's over 700 pages of text alone, is called The Healthy Vegetarian, Healing Yourself, Healing Our Planet. And let me just give you an idea of some of the areas, because I decided to write a book. And let me just give you a little background. I've published over 100 books. I've sold tens of millions of copies. I've had more health bestsellers than anyone in American history. Random House, Doubleday, New American Library, all the big ones. And it used to be that you could have your editor say, oh, we'd like to do this book. And they would say, yeah, that sounds like a good idea, or no, it doesn't. Today, it's not done that way. They want little books. They want you to write like a two-page outline of what's going to be in the book and why it will sell and what's different than any other book out there. And then a whole committee decides on it. And if anyone on the committee doesn't like it, you don't get your book published. Well, that's not how I work. In fact, when they said that no one will read another feminist book because there have been 1,000 and they're not selling now. And so I said, but I want to write a book that is different. And they said, how is it different? So I went through why it was different, and I turned in a 1,636-page book. They published it, and it sold 75,000 copies in hardback, and it's a perennial bestseller in that field. I co-wrote it with Barbara Seaman, one of the most important feminists in American history. So when they say write a 180-page book, 200 pages is a big book today. I do just the opposite. I speak, how can you tell everything that needs to be told in such a short amount of space? You shouldn't crimp yourself. I said, but today people want everything very short, everything very succinct. Tell me the full work of Shakespeare, all of his work in the next 10 minutes. Just give me a synopsis. Well, no one can do that. So when it comes to our health, how are you supposed to know everything you need to do in a 100-page book or 200-page book? You can't. It means you're going to have to cut the heart out of everything. You're only going to get superficiality. In this book, I told the publisher I will only do it if I'm not limited. If I feel there's something that people need to know, I want to be able to state it and show them and use essay form. And they said, fine. So The Healthy Vegetarian, Healing Yourself, Healing the Planet is just that book. So first I start off in the first chapter. I'm just going to give you some ideas of chapters of where do you begin. No two of us begin in the same place. If you're an 18-year-old who's just decided that maybe you should start changing your diet and your health habits, or if you're 70 and you've got all kinds of disease, you're both starting at a different place. So how do you give information where everybody benefits? Because there are certain things everybody has to do no matter what your circumstances or background. Get rid of what's harmful. Then I have a whole chapter on getting rid of what's harmful. A lot of people don't know everything is harmful. And also, what's so bad about inflammation? On my show today at noon, I talked about inflammation and that it's a major, major destroyer. And so how do you turn off all inflammation in your body? So that means you will be helped if you have arthritis, bursitis, ileitis, colitis, spastic colon, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, cancers, glaucoma, macular degeneration. All of those are helped when you can turn off inflammation. So that is a biggie. And that also means you're more likely to have depression and anxiety and your brain aging if you have inflammation in the brain. So turning off inflammation in the body, right up in that first chapter. The dangers of processed foods. America's need to supersize. what can we eat then? And so rather than focus upon the negative, I show people here's what you should eat, can eat, and must eat. But it's very specific because stream beans do not give you the same power as green soybeans. Completely different. And a cruciferous vegetable like a radish or kale or watercress, parsley, asparagus, and asparagus, those are different than if you were to have, let's say, some normal vegetables that people eat that are okay, but they're not superstars. So what are the superstars? What should I have each day that will really help my body? And then the dangers lurking in processed foods, what we don't know about, like the artificial sweeteners. Then the importance of an alkaline diet. I get this question all the time. Gary, I heard you say that you should take a teaspoon of lemon juice in the morning and a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar. Why? So I explain how your body functions when it's acidic, when you drink coffee or have meat, and when it's alkaline. So the importance of an alkaline diet and which foods are alkaline. And there's a grading of it. So if you want really alkaline foods, some ones that can really help you turn off pain and help the body heal, give you more energy, you can now see, oh, if I drink that grapefruit juice and have some lemon in it, if I eat these particular foods, my body is going to be more alkaline. That's what I want. And then also the whole idea of going to a plant-based diet. What is it? How do you make it work? What are the problems you're going to face? How do you eat healthy when you're eating out with people that you're around? You go to a restaurant. And to give you an idea of this, I asked people in the health support groups that I've done for almost 45 years, over 30,000 people. I asked them, it's not what you learn in this class today. It's what you do when you go home and you're faced with the reality of being at home where it's not a classroom, it's not a retreat. You got to show that you're going to say no to the things that you're going to fall back on that are bad. Let me give you an example of this. I had a man show up uninvited, wasn't on the list, with major gangrene. In fact, the day before, he had been in a California hospital preparing for surgery to take off his left leg. And he just decided on a whim later in the day, he didn't want to have that happen. He had massive ulcerated sore. And so he went back home. He wrapped his whole leg in bandages and in plastic bags to keep the smell down because it smelled like death. He got on a plane, flew to me, and a friend walked inside. I said, Gary, someone was outside, and they stink. I walked out, and I immediately knew it was gangrene. And we had some physicians and nurses there and said, pull up your pant. And he did, and here was this massive oozing sore. Over the next 3 weeks, by changing the diet, being very alkalizing, juicing, it completely healed 100%. In fact, some of the guests at that retreat were taking photographs each day, and he left. He was completely healed. And I said, now remember, if you go back home and you go off the diet, it's going to come back. Well, he went home. I didn't hear from him for a year. He came back a year later. It was back. I said, what happened? Well, you know, you're at a party, and you know, one drink's not going to hurt, and a hamburger's not going to hurt, and French fries not going to hurt. You know, and I socialize a lot, and I'm a single guy. And he's a former basketball player. He's like 6'10". And he said, so I'm out there socializing, and then my immune system collapsed, and then the infection came back. Well, I helped him heal again. Gone. I said, this is it, buddy. You're on your own. Now, the message here is that there's lots of good advice out there. There are a lot of physicians, holistic nurses, dietitians, nutritionists, lifestyle counselors who can give you insights that can help you. But if you think that the only time you have to be healthy is when you're in their presence, that's the problem. You have to make this an everyday choice. And that requires some discipline and getting out of addictive behavior. So that's this whole part here about who controls your health choices and getting into sustaining healthy eating and drinking. And then I go into the history of the food industry and follow the money trail and GMOs and who controls your food choices and the basic four food group, why it's a myth, and high cost of meat and dairy and what's wrong with meat and dairy, and king cattle, deceptive dairy, you should never eat dairy, and why, and then the social norms, why you cannot follow social norms are almost always based upon people doing the wrong thing because they've been propagandized. And then what role does the mass media play in it? Let's be realistic. If you run a television station or a radio station or a newspaper and the ads come in and your whole ability to pay salaries and keep yourself solvent is by, you know, putting these ads on the air, what's likely that you're going to do a show that's going to contradict all of your advertising?
Uh-huh.
The advertisers are not going to tolerate that. So I show you why we don't get the true nature of how to eat in the right way. I have a whole section on food and culture, because when I travel around the world, I always look at the different cultures and the foods that they present and how they use foods, not just as a way of socializing, but actually healing. And there are countries in the world where, for example, in Formosa, when you eat a meal there, more often than not, you'll see all kinds of spices and herbs you've never heard of going into dishes. And you think, well, that's maybe to make them taste a different way. No, it's not. It's not. I asked a chef who said, every single dish I make with the intent of allowing myself or a member of my family to live a longer life. We grow up knowing which herbs, which roots, which barks, which trees, which we need every day in our body. And that's why I prepare the meals I do. Taste is a completely separate art. So culture and food I have in here, so people learn that and the influences. Then why should you go to a plant-based diet? Now, here's a tough one for a more educated or progressive audience. And this is a real, this is a challenge, because I've always been around very smart people. Sarah Dona, one of the grand, she was called the grand dame of radical feminism back in the 19-teens and 20s and 30s and 40s. She was in her 80s when I met her, and she ran the Writers Literary Agency, and I worked there as a ghostwriter. I wrote, because I write very fast and I don't have writer's block, she brought me in, and every night some of the great, great minds, Lewis Wald and Melvin Thornburg and all these other wonderful people from the 30s, 20s, and 40s, 50s, but now it was the 60s, and they had their day, and they were all, but they all met. They all got together every night, and I would stick around for an hour just listening to them. I wasn't bright enough to carry on any conversation, nor did I have the experience. I was young and naive from West Virginia, but I really did appreciate these minds. Manuel Rivisi, the greatest doctor I've ever met, he was in his 70s, and I was in my 20s when I first met him. So I've had the Linus Pauling, another one. I have the great Renaissance artist Paul Swan. I've had the pleasure of, and the privilege of meeting people who were far beyond my pay scale when it comes to intellect, understanding humanity. And the hardest thing for any of them to ever do was to change. I can't tell you how many times I would make meals for Paul Swan, the great artist, and take him down to the Van Dyke Studios every day after I did my radio show, just to make sure that he would eat something healthy and drink something healthy, because otherwise he was going across the street to the deli, getting every single meal of deli food. So if you think because someone is smart in one area or successful or acknowledged in one area of their life that that's going to translate to every other area, it doesn't. It absolutely is not the case. And when it comes to diet, it is the most difficult thing in the world to get people to change. So imagine having an audience of very proactive social issue activists, and then ask how many of them are living healthy lives? Almost none. In fact, I can honestly say that in all my decades of social activism, I've never met a healthy activist. Not once. You know how many movements I've helped lead and demonstrations I've sponsored.
How right? dare you, sir?
Yeah, I know, but it's true. I'm
trying to think of one as well.
Now, I love these people because of their commitment to society and their humanistic values and their courage to stand up. Oh, they're heroes, in my opinion. You know, I never take for granted when 1,200 people went up to Albany to protest against mandatory vaccines. It was all my audience. No one else was there. No doctors were there. Of course, we were fighting for them. That shows you a priority, doesn't it? They didn't want to have four vaccinations with four mercury-containing vaccines, but it was my audience of activists who were there who got the legislature of New York in one day. We had 24 hours notice, but we showed up with posters. We were invited in. Three of us were invited in. I made the presentation to the medical doctors running the state medical directors, and we stopped that legislation dead in its track. They had to then hold public hearings, which they had not done. I went to public hearings, and we stopped it, and we blocked it.
It's one of the great victories fomented over these airwaves, Gary, and through your various social outlets, but it really was a major victory. And sometimes on the left, we forget to look back at our victories. We're always talking about what's wrong in the world. It's something that we have to stop and take note of. That was a major, major victory. I was here in New York when that went down. And people were incensed and frightened at the idea that the government might require vaccines for nurses. And, you know, of course, they're the test case. We're next. And if you know a little about...
Four vaccines, all four containing mercury, 100 milligrams of micrograms of mercury. By the way, that is 50,000 times higher than what the EPA even acknowledges as safe. And every single person working in a hospital would have had to have gotten that. We stopped that. It was BAI's airwaves that promoted that, and I'm proud that the people went. But when I was little, walking up, you know, we were there all day, and I'm walking up, and I had a bunch of organic sandwiches, vegan sandwiches made, and we brought people up in a bus. We arranged for several buses all in one day. Mm-hmm. But I got a van, and I filled it all up with mineral waters and juices, all healthy things. Mm-hmm. But everybody brought their own stuff to eat, right? Mm-hmm. So I went around and looked at ham sandwiches, milkshakes, fat foods. So getting people to change. So I have a chapter here, Tony, mm-hmm. and this chapter in this is about how to become a healthy vegan and why and what happens when you eat animal flesh and dairy and what goes on in your system, and I go into the paleo diet, what's wrong with it, and high-protein diets that you see advertised on television, like the South Beach diet, why I'm opposed to them, and what you really need is a high-carb, complex carbohydrate diet, and fiber, and what fiber does. And then I go through fiber and disease. So if you have heart disease, cancer, I talk about the role of fiber in here. I have a whole section on fiber because it's one of the single most important things we can put, but not all fibers are the same. The worst, but the least effective fiber is the one most people take in the form of, you know, a wheat fiber, psyllium.
Psyllium
instead, beta-glucan. I tell you which ones, how to turn off inflammation in your intestine. Think of all the people with irritable bowel, a leaky gut, mm-hmm. Colitis, Crohn's disease. Mm-hmm. They're going to benefit from this. Then I have a whole chapter here on aging gracefully. And the bottom line, live longer by living healthier. And then, now mind you, Tony, that's just the first four chapters in a 700-page book. So it didn't matter where you open the book. If you just like a phone book, you open it up and put your finger on something, you're going to learn something new.
Well, that's good to know, Gary, because 700 pages sounds daunting, but it sounds like it's a reference book rather than a book that you just read through.
It is a reference book, but it's a reference book I wrote in essay form.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So, for example, if you open it up to a page 153, mm-hmm. there's a chapter called A Day in the Life of You. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get your vegetables. Well, I show you which tubers and why, which root vegetables and why, which bulb vegetables, which stalk vegetables, with leafy vegetables, which inflorescent vegetables, with fruit-like vegetables and sea vegetables. Now, my goodness, there's no book that's going to give you all this information. That's a book into itself, and then I condensed all that into 10 pages. Then I do the same thing for fruits, berries, pit fruits, core fruits, citrus fruits, melons, tropical fruits, the grains, the beans, the nuts, seeds, legumes, because if you walked into a store and says, I just listened to Gary Noll and he said I should go to a plant-based diet, what should I eat? They're going to look at it and you say, I don't know. But if you went in and say, look, here are 23 different food items in this one chapter that I should be eating on a regular basis, okay, good. Your split peas are over there. Your natural sweeteners like coconut sugar is there, or maple syrup is there. Your culinary herbs, the superstar vegetables, the cruciferous vegetables, the dark green leafy vegetables, the sea vegetables. If you ask the average person, which sea vegetables do you eat? They go, well, I don't eat any sea vegetables. Why not? It'll help your thyroid gland. That means it helps your metabolism. That means it helps you lose weight. It helps you regain your eyebrows and your hair from thinning. It means you're going to have new, healthier fingernails and toenails. It means that you're going to have more energy. You're going to lose weight without dieting. What about rhizomes? What the hell are rhizomes?
I was going to ask.
R-H-I-Z-O-M-E-S, page 223. They're very good for your immune system, as is ginger root, turmeric, ginseng, green tea, chlorella, garlic, spirulina, acai berry, goji berry. I have a whole section on your immune system, pomegranate seeds and juices for your immune system. Who in this audience doesn't have a need for a stronger immune system?
Everybody that lives in this country.
And then the omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin B12 and iron and zinc, they're all here in what they do. So here, let me take a break and turn it over to you, but here's what you can get when you go to any section of this book. You're going to, if you have high blood pressure, elevated cholesterol, arthritis, fatigue, constipation, any kind of memory loss, dementia, Alzheimer's, macular degeneration, cataracts, pain, insomnia, you benefit. Quite simply, you benefit because now you have knowledge, details, facts that you can apply that help you. So who doesn't need this for themselves or someone they love? And I'm only up to page 6, and I haven't even gotten into the different concepts of vegetarianism. I go into the religious beliefs, Western traditions, Seventh-day Adventist, and the Judaism and Eastern traditions, and Buddhism, and Hinduism, and Islam, and secular beliefs when it comes to diet, and rest and sleep, and pure water, and GMOs. Yoga is in here. Slowing down and meditating. Mindful meditation is in here.
It's all condensed into 700 pages.
Healthier person. Let's put it this way. Of all the books I've written, to make you healthy, this is the single most important book I've ever written to help you get healthy.
Wow. And, this, you know, when I grew up, Gary, my father had Jethro Kloss's book in our home, Return to Eden, I think, something Eden. And it was a reference book for my family always. You know, I come from one of those families where in the 80s, my father was juicing wheatgrass on the – sprouting and juicing wheatgrass. And I remember once he had an ulcer, I'm not recommending this to anyone. He went on carrot juice fast, and indeed he was able to reverse his ulcer, but he did turn orange because no balance. That's all that he consumed for about a month. But the situation is this, folks. Gary has put together a similar book, a reference book. You think of an herb in your home and you want to know what it does? You go to the Healthy Vegetarian Manual. It's the Healthy Vegetarian, Healing Yourself and Healing Our Planet. It's available to you for a pledge of just $100. Gary and I have been going on here for a moment. We want to do the part now of raising money to support this great radio station. As we remember the importance of the station, as Gary spoke about that victory, where he got WBAI listeners to join him at the Capitol to stop the state from requiring all hospital workers in this state to be vaccinated one shot after another, 4 different shots. You made that happen with your pledges of support. That is the importance of your picking up the phone and making this pledge, folks. We make changes here. We make moves here. But it's through you and your support. It's a symbiotic relationship. 516-620-3602. Let's get 10 callers on the line now, pledging at that $100. Now, think about that. A 700-page book for pledge of just $100 to WBAI. You cannot go wrong here, folks. 516-620-3602. Give us a call. We're going to take a few minutes now to get you on the phone doing that part that you do, and that's calling up to pledge in support of WBAI. Why does anyone need the Healthy Vegetarian book? Well, guess what, folks? You don't have to be a vegetarian to have this book in your home as a reference. You can use it when you have when you want to boost your immune system. You turn to that area and figure out what foods boost your immune system. Let's say that you get a cut or that you get a skin rash. Or you can turn to the book and find how to address this using natural vegan and vegetarian remedies. 516-620-3602. 700 pages for a pledge of just $100 at WBAI. Take out your American Express card. Take out your Visa card. Take out your MasterCard, whichever it is that you use, and give us a call at 516-620-3602. Do not forget that you can visit give to WBAI.org. To make a pledge of support there, you can find the book, The Healthy Vegetarian, Healing Yourself, Healing the Planet by Gary Null. Why does this matter? Because you matter. Why does it matter? Because your health matters. Why does it matter? Because the planet matters. Making these changes can affect literally the planet. There are people who choose a vegetarian lifestyle as activism. I met a brother, Matt Perez, who is the traffic coordinator at KPFK many years ago, Gary, and he did not eat meat. Well, he didn't eat factory farmed meat. He avoided any meat that he hadn't brought in himself, and I never saw him eat meat at the time, and I hadn't really heard of that very much, but this is a choice for activism. He didn't believe that animals should be treated that way, and he thought it was dangerous for the planet, and so he made that choice. For whatever reason, folks, The Healthy Vegetarian is a book that you can use to reference whatever it is that you need. As Gary said, if you want to find how to be healthy, this is the most important book that he's written in his career, because he's condensed so much in 700 pages. A $100 pledge to WBAI right now, 516-620-3602, The Healthy Vegetarian. You can find that book also at give2wbai.org. And guess where you can't find it? Anywhere else. It's only available here at WBAI. That's where you can get the book. You have to visit give2wbai.org. Or call us at 516-620-3602, exclusively available right here. 516-620-3602. Now, Gary, why is it that you chose to present this book at this time for the WBAI audience? Why do you think this is important right now?
Because in my travels, my lectures around the world, I'm seeing more and more younger people, meaning the teenagers and millennials, who want to do something for the environment, but they don't know quite what to do. And instead of waiting for an organization to pop up and do a protest, every day the choices you make can help the environment, because half the book deals with saving the planet. And I didn't even get into those chapters about saving the planet. So when I ask people, do you want to help your health? Yes. You want to help the planet? Yes. So we can do both. So it was time to bring these two elements together. And also, about 10% of millennials are very health conscious. They are not entitled. They are not selfish. They're not narcissistic. They're not lazy.
Can't wait to run into them.
Yeah, they're around. And mind you, 10% is, when you're talking about around 40 million people, you're talking about a pretty good number of people.
Mm-hmm.
So they're out there. The trouble is no one's paying attention to them, but we should, because they're enormously important for our future. They are the future.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a lecture recently in New York, and the lecture was, do you want to be healthier and save the planet? On this very theme. It was so packed that they had to change the venue at the Pennsylvania Hotel down on 31st Street. And it was beyond packed. I couldn't even get down the hallway, which was one of those industrial hallways that are about 9 foot wide. And so I asked the people, I said, what's the blocking? Well, we're trying to get in. And I said, get in for what? Your lecture. I'm clear at the back of the line in the hallway trying to get into the
You're trying to get in, too.
It took me 5 minutes to squeeze through the crowd. When I got in the room, every seat was taken, the floor was taken, the wall was taken. There were 500 people standing. So I got up and I thought, wow, 90% of the people were young people, 9-0. Now, I didn't mention it on BAI. I didn't mention it. I don't mention it in my lectures. It's social media. And so I asked before I started, I say, I don't want to give a lecture that you're all not interested in. What's your interest? And it's the very topic. How do I get healthier? How can I help my mom and dad? My grandparents are now suffering from Alzheimer's, dementia, and all kinds of illnesses. I feel that there's something I should be able to do for them. And the other part was, how can we help our planet? Since the government's not doing anything, since corporations not doing anything, so what can we do individually? So I gave a three-hour lecture on this topic, and an hour and a half was inside that room, and the other half was out on the street because there was no more room. So and historically, I would have had a packed house. I would never have had a packed house of young kids. These were young people. Now, the other group of people in the room are baby boomers. So I have either baby boomers who, and here's their questions. And I always, as you know, Tony, I always stay after my lecture to answer everyone's question. That takes another 2 to 3 hours. Most of the people of our generation, or at least my generation, they're sick. But they have arthritis, they have diabetes, they're overweight, they have memory loss, they're not sleeping, they might be depressed or anxious, they're going through changes in life. They're not prepared to cope with what's facing them each day. So they come to see if I can give them some insights and help. And to the degree I can, I do. And I'm saying either the older people are finally awakened or the younger people don't want to go to sleep 40 years and then wake up one day and say, what the hell did I just do for the last 40 years about my health? You might have worked on some important social issues and political issues, but you didn't work on yourself.
That's really promising that you're seeing that, Gary.
Well, I'm seeing it because it's time for people to realize you still got another act left.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got one more act in life, don't squander, don't waste it, don't take it for granted. Take nothing for granted, especially your health. So those are the two people I wrote this book for. Younger, more idealistic millennials who want to be healthy and help their parents and people they love. And older people who have not paid attention to their health, but paid attention to other issues that were important in their life, but now they must pay attention to their health or they'll die.
And so that's a broad audience that we can reach out to. And since our calls have fallen off here, we're going to make an effort to get folks on the phone too. But the number, of course, is 516-620-3602. We're offering you The Healthy Vegetarian, Healing Yourself, Healing the Planet by Gary Null. It's a pledge of just $100. Again, the number is 516-620-3602. Or you may want to call or visit give2wbai.org. Now, Gary, I'm going to say something that's interesting that I've been saying to General Manager Bertol Reimers, is that what I have noticed since my return here to WBAI is that the people talking to me about your show are way younger than they were when I left here in 2012. I'm shocked by the amount of young people. I wasn't surprised when you described that audience, because so many young people approach me now and talk to me about your show, whereas those people would talk about other shows in the past when I was here. They're talking about the Gary Null Show more often than I expected at this point. So that in no way surprises me, and it means that you're reaching out to the correct audience, that you have wisely seen this is the audience. And those folks who have traditionally listen to WBAI and been out there, the foot soldiers out in the streets doing the work, fighting the good fight, and now realize, I have to take care of myself as well. And guess what, folks? We've got a deep, deep encyclopedic volume for you, 700 pages, The Healthy Vegetarian. Time for you to take a pause, take a breather. But what I loved about what Gary said a moment ago is the millennials have decided they're not going to go to sleep for 30 years. They're not going to work all of this time and then get healthy again. They're going to start out now and be more holistic about it. And that's what this book is about. It's about a holistic approach to human health, not just eating, but exercise, along with diet, also meditation. Your mind, body are one entity. You know, you have to treat them holistically. That's what this is about. 516-620-3602. You are not separate pieces. You are one being with different aspects. 516-620-3602. $100. Now, folks, we have to raise $4,000 during this hour, and we're well behind that. That means that we need at least another, let's get 12 of you on the line right now. That'll catch us up. It'll get us on pace to get to that goal. Let's make it happen. 516-620-3602. Pledge at the $100 level for the Healthy Vegetarian. $100 for 700 pages. My, what a bargain. This is one of the great deals of this fund drive, because this book will sit in your home and you will use it for years and years and years. It's not something you're going to sit down and read. It's a book that you will read some of. You'll read when you need to. Maybe you have something you want to address. Maybe you want to know what an herb does or what an herb addresses specifically. Healthy Vegetarian. Healing yourself, healing the planet. This is your opportunity. 516-620-3602. And it's a dual win here. You win by supporting your own health, and you support the health of WBAI when you make this pledge. 516-620-3602. Also, you can visit give2wbai.org. That's give, the numeral 2, WBAI.org. 516-620-3602. Let's get those 12 callers on the line. We're going to go back to Gary in just a moment, but we need those lines lit up first. Let us hear from you right now. That's just six more people now. Six more of you. Can we get six more people? I've got 2 minutes here. We got to get back to Gary. Let's get those other six callers on the line. It's only a $100 pledge. You can use your American Express. You can use your MasterCard. You can use your Visa card. You can use your Discover card. But make a pledge of support. Make a pledge in support of the Gary Null Show, which you can hear Monday through Friday on WBAI from noon to 1. It's been here for 40-plus years, folks. Also, you are making a pledge of support for WBAI. You are also making a pledge of support for your own health. 516-620-3602. Let us hear from you right now. I'm going to be here for another 60 seconds until I see those phone lines lit up. I'd rather be hearing from Gary. You know what you can do? You can be the program director right now. Get us back to content by dialing 516-620-3602. When we get those final two callers, we can go back to hearing what we want to hear. That is the wisdom from Gary Null, rather than my yakking on and on and on. 516-620-3602, or visit give2wbai.org. So, Gary, what do you expect will happen to people when they read this book, when they begin to read this? How will their lives be impacted?
First and foremost, I believe everyone has to start over, meaning you don't go to a refrigerator, open it up, have stuff that's out of date, expired, half used, and say that's okay. You clean out your refrigerator, you disinfect it, and you get clean, healthy food. Clean, healthy food means your body's going to start rejuvenating. You're going to unblock your intestine. You're going to get yourself flowing regularly. For every meal you have, you'll vacate a meal. You will no longer be constipated, gaseous, foul. You will be cleaner. Secondly, there's no reason to believe you can't bring your blood pressure down when you start with greens, especially the greens that thin the blood naturally. And thinning the blood and increasing oxygenation of the blood means you're going to have less high blood pressure. Also, the antioxidants, the phytonutrients that are in special foods, what I call superfoods, that you're going to be taking can help your heart prevent a heart attack. Just the knowledge you can help prevent a heart attack is a big deal. Help prevent a stroke is a big deal. And reverse diabetes, which I've done many times with people, and it's not that difficult, is a big deal. Turning off pain in the body and the joints and the muscles, that's a big deal. Being able to get more energy into a person so they're not lagging throughout the day, that's a terrific thing. You bounce out of bed in the morning and you're ready to go because you're really feeling good. Helping overcome pain and fatigue, the number one and number two reason people generally go to physicians, and then turning off inflammation in the body, helping to turn off inflammation in your mom or dad's brain so that they're not suffering advanced dementia or Alzheimer's, getting your own memory back, rebuilding brain tissue, such as dendrites in the brain, and helping stimulate neurons, being able to have better digestion, where you don't have bloating, and indigestion by knowing which foods are best to be combined and which you shouldn't. There's certain foods, if you can't eat alone, you leave it alone, like watermelon. And then knowing which foods can alkalize you so that you are going to turn off a lot of pain and have more energy. Knowing how to eat so you don't overstuff your face and overstuff your stomach, so it just dumps into the intestine, and therefore you get leaky gut syndrome, overfed and undernourished. Being able to get a good night's sleep frequently has to do with what we ate that day and whether or not we have any electromagnetic appliances around us at night. Being able to reverse your aging process. Just think of it this way. If for no other reason, Tony, you were able to get nice, thick hair back, if you're able to get your eyebrows thickening out again instead of getting thin, as many people do over the age of 40, getting your metabolism working again so you're not gaining weight all the time and then fighting that bulge of the belly, which increases your risk of heart attack or stroke or cancer, by being slimmer, losing weight, getting out of obesity, getting out of high blood pressure, getting out of diabetes. Now, those are some of the physical things you can do, but also the diet is helping you to rebuild collagen, the connective tissue of which your skin rests upon, therefore tightening up your face, especially tightening up around the eyes, under the eyes, so that you look younger, and increasing your immune system so you're less likely to have colds and flu. And if you should get a cold or flu, there's going to be less duration and less severe because your immune system is strong. Helping prevent breast cancer, helping prevent uterine cancer. These are big deals. Big deals. If there's nothing else than just increasing energy and reducing pain, that in itself would be good enough. But you got 100 reasons to want this book. And by the way, this book cannot be bought any place. It's not for sale any place. It's only available to WPAI. And also, that doesn't even touch upon, we haven't even got to the whole section of the book about selecting a goal, the importance of being true to yourself, addressing your essential needs, seeing the good in yourself instead of being fearful of your own limited self, learning to trust the voice inside your intuition, finding the authentic self, who are you really? This is one whole section of the book just about empowering yourself so you don't keep making mistakes.
So again, this is about
the bad choices. So this is a way you can make good choices and be a good person. And then there's the whole section dealing with saving the planet by what we eat. Because give you two quick examples. Eating an organic potato, it was locally grown, requires about 80 gallons of water.
Mm-hmm. One potato.
Mm-hmm. Eating a hamburger is over 2,400 gallons of water.
Wow.
You lower your carbon footprint when you buy things locally at farmers markets, health food co-ops, et cetera, versus buying commercially prepared food that might have been made and grown thousands of miles away.
Well, Gary,
every time you have that hamburger, it could be that beef was grown in the Amazon, where they deforested huge sections to grow genetically engineered soybeans and grasses so that the beef are eating there, then being brought to the United States, slaughtered, and so you could have as many as 1,000 different cows in your hamburger. And the same is true for milk, which creates massive mucus in the body. It has a cancer-producing hormone in it. You want to stay away from these foods. So I show you why to stay away from, which ones stay away from, and which ones take in their place. So we're helping the environment. We're saving the environment. We're saving our lives, and we're helping other people. And everybody knows someone who is sick. And lastly, another famous musician just died yesterday, and I got a call, and someone sent me over a list of something like 61 very famous musicians, Bob Dylan and Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr and Bruce Springsteen and Sting and all these other Bon Jovi and all these other celebrities, musicians, and they all have something in common. Look at the 80 musicians that died in the last 3 years. These people, because more often than not of things they did earlier in their life, their lifestyle, they're going to die earlier. With the exception of Paul McCartney and Sting, I don't know any that are really living healthy lives, nor repairing the damage from their earlier life. And she said, would you do something that might help these people? And I said, all right, I'll do something. It doesn't mean they'll accept it. It doesn't mean that they'll say, yeah, I'm in for living a longer life. So it shows you that right now we have a whole generation of people who are about to die or are dying because they didn't make the right choices. Their health was not a big issue until they're dead. And
some of those people, but most probably aren't WBAI listeners and don't have exposure to this information, Gary. And that's why we're grateful to have it here today. The Healthy Vegetarian, not available anywhere else, folks, but it is available to you, the WBAI listener, when you call 516-620-3602. Again, the number is 516-620-3602. I know many of you wait to the last minute to make that pledge. Now is the time to pick up that phone. 516-620-3602. Make a call of support. Pledge your support. Pledge to yourself 700 pages of material that will be in your home for the next 10 years. Is that worth $100 to you? 10 years worth of health, 10 years worth of remedies, 10 years worth of options that you didn't have before, that you had but didn't know about. Well, learn yourself about them by getting Gary Null's Healthy Vegetarian, Healing Yourself, Healing the Planet, for only a $100 pledge of support to WBAI, 516-620-3602. And Gary, in line with that conversation that you have there, I follow the former lead singer of Motley Crue, Vince Neil, on Facebook. And sometime last year, I think, he put a message up that said, listen, to all you young guys that write to me and say you're living the lifestyle that I lived, stop, don't do it. Know that a medical doctor was with me all along the way. He knew every substance that I was taking. He oversaw it, and he told me just how much, and he told me when I had to stop. And many of my friends are dead because they didn't have that kind of treatment. It is not a game to play. This, folks, this is a restoration of your health, the potential to restore your health, the potential to stop and breathe. And again, you heard the topics that Gary talked about. Who are you? This is a holistic look at the human being. It's not just about eating. It's not just about health. It's about mental health. It's about emotional health. It's about physical health. The Healthy Vegetarian, Healing Yourself, Healing the Planet, 700 pages of material available nowhere else but here at WBAI. 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602, or visit givetowbai.org, 516-620-3602, or givetowbai.org. The Healthy Vegetarian. And Gary, we're going to have to wrap it up here pretty quickly, but I'm wondering, what is your advice for people who want to become activists and for people that want to live a plant-based lifestyle, basically? You know, it's difficult for people to focus on one activity or the other. What's your advice for people that want to kind of combine both their activism and their health?
I believe, Tony, that when you become a vegan or a vegetarian, you are an activist, because you're not going to do that unless you were educated enough to know that what you put in your body, you become. No different than any socialist, Marxist, ethical capitalist, or any other particularly political belief, that you're not going to put something in your mind that you don't want to become. You know the junk in, junk out. So you're going to not allow propaganda. You're going to allow something of substance. And that's why we have so many important minds in this audience. We have some really deep mind, deep thinkers who are not superficial, who are very committed to higher ideals at the social, political, humanistic level. That's what makes BAI such a oasis in a muddled mess of corporatocracy. So when you choose to become healthy, the lessons you learn for why you should be healthy, make these healthy choices, automatically put you in a position of wanting to be an activist and becoming an activist. Remember, when I choose a veggie burger over a hamburger, that is a political act, not just a nutritional act.
Hello.
When I choose rice milk, coconut milk, soy milk over cow's milk, I am engaging in saving the planet by no longer having commercial farming of cows.
And that's so, just the very beginning. And there's step after step where you can connect these two in this book, Healthy Vegetarian. Just a few minutes left, folks. Get your copy. It's only available here at WBAI. You might as well do it now. 516-620-3602. It's the work of the great Gary Null, PhD, whose work you know because his program is here on WBAI for 40-plus years. And you can hear him from noon to 1, Monday through Friday right here. But right now, pledge your support not only for the work he does, but for the work WBAI does and for your own health. 516-620-3602 or visit givetowbai.org. Again,
and Tony, there's one more reason people should support the station and get this book.
Go right ahead.
And that is because this is a book where you're going to help other people. We all kind of missed part of that message of when you get a gift, give a gift. Pass it forward.
Yeah.
So when you have knowledge of what someone can do for their health, and this book helps you with that, then you can pass that forward to brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, friends, and other people, coworkers. And the people who have these giant books that I write almost always never give them away, never sell them on Amazon because they're always using them.
That information is always valuable.
Always. It doesn't go out of date, and this is brand new. It's not in any bookstore. I remember once Joanne Woodward, Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward were a great couple from the 1950s, 60s, 70s, right up till Paul Newman died. And she was on a San Francisco radio television station one morning, and I had just been in there, and I'd been on the same station earlier in the morning. I'm back in my hotel room, and she's, "Oh, I wish I had met Gary Null." And why? Because Paul and I keep his book, The Complete Handbook of Nutrition, on our bedside because we're always learning and sharing that information with other people. Well,
wow.
I jumped out of the hotel and ran down to meet her. And it was funny watching me run down the streets of San Francisco trying to meet Joanne Woodward.
One of the most beautiful women in Hollywood history.
One of the most talented actresses ever.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul Newman, you just don't get cooler than that. But think of how many people will say to someone, "I got some information for you. You do? To help me? Yeah. Here's what," and suddenly you got the most definitive, comprehensive, in-depth book on health and nutrition and the body and healing that I've ever written. Now, my biggest selling book is Get Healthy Now over and the complete and also as well as the Complete Handbook of Nutrition. That sold over 1,100,000 copies in hardback alone.
Mm-hmm.
And this book, in my opinion, today is more relevant. This is the book that people need today with the information we need today because historically we separated off environment and prevention and input of functional foods to reverse disease. They were separate topics. Today they're all one. And this is why this is so important.
And
you want to know about turmeric and ginger and green tea and superfoods and chlorella and garlic, you can go to the section and read up on it. And so, therefore, someone says, "I heard this is goji berries." Why go to page 226 and it's about goji berries? What about spirulina? I heard that that helps you if you have heavy metals like mercury. And I had all these mercury teeth fillings, so I took them out. Will that help? Well, I went to page 225, and here's all about chlorella. So you're going to help people more than what you could imagine, and you helping another person passes it forward. You're going to learn about pure water, organic foods, fasting. Yeah, fasting. You're going to learn about what happens when you're exposed to alcohol and drugs.
Well, exercise. Gary, we're going to have to leave it right there because we're going to have to make space for the next show, but I want to thank you for being here with us today. Folks, it's only a $100 pledge. This is WBAI New York, 516-620-3602. Again, 516-620-3602. $100 pledge of support for the Healthy Vegetarian, Healing Yourself, Healing the Planet by Gary Null, or visit givetowbai.org. Again, 516-620-3602. Make that phone call right now. Pledge your support to WBAI. Thank Gary Null for doing this for free. Thank WBAI for having Gary Null on its airwaves. Thank WBAI for breaking the sound barrier, breaking the norms, busting through and bringing you information that serves you. It's only $100. It's a 700-page book, folks, only available here at WBAI New York, 516-620-3602, or visit give2wbai.org. That's give, the numeral 2, WBAI.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, the award-winning Midnight Ravers will do a Black History Month fun drive show on Friday, February 16th, 2018, from 12 midnight to 2 a.m. Join us as we present two new exciting thank you gifts for your generous donations. First is our highly revered show, Juneteenth. Second is our most recent production, Fear of a Black Planet. So tell a friend, tune in, and show your support. That's Friday, February 16th from 12 midnight to 2 a.m. for our Black History Month Fun Drive show. Only on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. Miss it and hate yourself.
The Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special.
Hi, I'm Ken Gale of WBAI's Tuesday evening environmental show Ecologic. One of the cool things about being a BAI buddy is that you get to decide what WBAI is worth to you. Are we worth more than your cable TV? Or 10 bucks a month? 20, 100, a million? Just go to the WBAI.org website and sign up with your credit card. You'll barely notice it. In return, you get a WBAI tote bag to show off, free or discounted entry to special WBAI events, and other perks. Another cool thing about being a BAI buddy is less fundraising interruptions to your favorite programs. Go to WBAI.org. You can donate in the name of your favorite show, like Ecologic. Yes, you are listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. If you missed any of the preceding show, it'll be on the website in about 5 or 10 minutes. Everything on WBAI is live streamed. It's archived, so you can listen to it later. Coming up next is Hour of the Wolf with guest host Ken Gale. That's me. And so let's start with some Steel Eye Span, and then we'll get into talking about movies and then talking about the future.
Yeah. She's turned her three times round and round. She's mounted such ways to my strength-fitted frame, and she's turned me into an ugly worm.
Steel Eye Span, Allison Gross. I'm Ken Gale, and this is Hour of the Wolf. Jim Freund, his flu is just about over. But you know how it is when you feel you're done with the flu, and then you go back to work or whatever, and you lose a week. So he's making sure that doesn't happen to him. And we do have some movie reviews from Dan Persons. We haven't heard that in the last couple of weeks that I've guest hosted for Jim. But here they are. So right away.
Hour of the Wolf movie review, air date February 15th, 2018. Review-a-rama. Take one. Hey, it's me, Dan Persons, your affable movie reviewer. We've missed a few weeks, so I'm going to play a little catch-up this time around. Strap in. We've got a few things to talk about. And here we go. The weird thing about the J.J. Abrams masterminded Cloverfield franchise is that it's a series distinguishable almost completely by its stealth release pattern. Yeah, there's a giant monster angle to all the films, but I think what people think about when they hear Cloverfield, if they know the name at all, is that these films abruptly show up, that the Abrams name gives them some kind of cachet, or is supposed to, and they're overall kind of okay outings, whereas the monster stuff feels at best like an awkward addition to what's otherwise an anthology project, a way to tell standalone stories in an industry where franchises and comic book adaptations rule. The monster aspect feels especially shoehorned into the Cloverfield paradox, which Netflix unleashed abruptly and oddly after the Super Bowl this year. There are hints this may have been a standalone project that was brought into the franchise with some additional footage and some tweaking of effects. The film itself, about a space station that zaps itself into an alternate universe after the test of a new power source goes seriously wrong, is a pretty decent anthology outing, although director Julius Ohna can't quite decide whether the instabilities that subsequently plague the station and claim crew lives are random occurrences or indications that space, in a very final destination way, is out to get the hapless humans. There are lots of good, weird moments. A sequence where the station starts to ingest a crew member's arm is weird and disturbing, and it's capped off nicely by the sight of the disembodied arm creeping around the station's decks on its own steam. And there's some emotional weight in how the lead, played by Gugu Mbatha-Raw, has to decide between returning to her own universe, where waits the aftermath of a personal tragedy, or staying in the alt-universe and attempting to avert that disaster. The unfortunate thing is that the Cloverfield angle serves more as a distraction. I'd rather the Cloverfield paradox stood on its own as a pretty decent science fiction thriller, rather than have to reconcile an ill-fitted franchise concept. Own your anthology, JJ. You're not fooling anybody. Here's a funny thing I just realized. Art film, as an official designation, no longer exists. Used to be there were these things called art films. They were screened in art houses. You mean museums, Dan? Museums are art houses. No, that's not what I'm talking about. You know that. Don't be juvenile. These films were frequently foreign and subtitled, never dubbed. They more often than not took a very existentialist outlook to life, and if they didn't have full-on nudity, at least they were more candid about sex. As a concept, they were on the way out as I was attaining adulthood, and probably for good reason. There was a hint of snobbishness to the designation. Oh, sure, you go see your silly little musicals and love stories. We're going to see Umbrellas of Cherbourg. Sure, it's a musical and a love story, but we'll have to read the lyrics, and it's boring. But I think there was a point where art was democratized, where we started to appreciate artistry even in something commercial, and segregating films into art and not art didn't make much sense anymore. And then Star Wars happened, and films with more nuance just got kicked out of the national dialogue completely. So it goes. The premise of the Japanese film Before We Vanish, which opens theatrically on February 7th, sounds like a commercial project. Three aliens, the vanguard to an impending invasion, drop down to Earth and take over the bodies of three humans, a cheating salaryman and two teenagers, male and female. They recruit two humans, the wife of the salaryman and a journalist, to serve as their guides and pick their way through the populace, raiding people's minds to understand concepts like family, work, and property. Whatever gets lifted is permanently erased from the human's mind. Taskmasters turn frivolous, homeowners begin expounding on the pointlessness of materialism, and so on. Isn't hard to detect the point where this film diverts from the commercial model. That's emphasized by the profoundly equivocal reaction of the guides to the news that humanity has mere days left. Their attempts to derail the invasion never get down to the Willy Wonka, no, don't, stop level. But they do hover more towards grudging acceptance, to the point where the reporter pitches in helping the aliens activate a device that will summon the invasion force, dragging his feet only at the point where he has to actually switch it on. Director Kiyoshi Kurosawa gives no overt explanation for his character's existential acceptance. That might be an aspect of Japanese culture that I can't quite parse, but more likely it's Kurosawa's romantically fatalistic outlook, a notion that when humanity's time comes, it comes. If the ice caps keep melting, we may have to confront that philosophy sooner than anyone would like. But for now, Before We Vanish is a unique, sardonic rewrite of Independence Day-style apocalypse.